When I grow up, I want to make a pizza with the most cheese and the most pepperoni at the nation's best price. $6. It's going to be the best pizza ever.
Sorry, kid. It's been done. Introducing the new Little Caesars Extra Most Bestest Pizza. A large pizza with the most cheese and the most pepperoni at the nation's best price.
But my mom said...
Shh! This much cheese and pepperoni is what dreams are made of. Come get a large, hot and ready Extra Most Bestest Pizza for just $6. Only at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group, to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So I got Chris Daugherty with us from Daugherty Properties. And Chris is the number one selling real estate agent in the Lowell market and president of Daugherty Properties, whose company serves both the Merrimack Valley and Southern New Hampshire. Hey, Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing? Thanks so much for having me. I'm happy to be here today.
Hey, glad to have you on. So let's just start by telling us a little bit about your company, Chris.
Yeah, first, let me just say, Kevin, I just want to say how impressed I am with you and your organization and everything that you guys have been doing. You know, you're everywhere with this radio show, and you're all over social media. And I think for small businesses throughout the Merrimack Valley who I interact with, I think you're just doing a phenomenal job. And so I just appreciate the opportunity and the exposure that you're giving. And, you know, to answer your question, Daugherty Properties is we're a sales company, a real estate brokerage. But I say sales company because we sell residential and commercial real estate. And, you know, what we do and I think we do well is we have employed really highly aggressive salespeople to go out and help people sell their homes and to try to get them the very top price that they can. And we have a low base, but Lowell, Lawrence, Haverhill, really throughout the Merrimack Valley, some of Southern New Hampshire, you know, right close to the border. And so we can help people, whether it's residential or commercial real estate.
Cool. So, Chris, congratulations. I just saw you were selected to be on the national cover of Top Agent Magazine for August. Tell us a little bit about that. How'd that all come about?
No, I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, you know what happened is it's a peers recommend different agents throughout the country, and there's a certain set of criteria in terms of sales performance that you have to meet. And, you know, it's that there's some unbelievable people that on the cover in this industry, Barbara Corcoran, who is on Shark Tank and had a big real estate company, was on the cover. Frederick Eklund, who for $1 million listing, who people might know, was just recently on the cover. And so it's a real honor that we've been selected to get that, especially thinking in this area. You know, we're not in New York City or California. And so it's an honor. And, you know, what they do is it's based on the industry, and they feature agents like myself to talk about some ideas and tips for other agents throughout the country and actually the world now, so that they can see some of the techniques and tips that we use to sell properties in the very best manner and to get some tips to how do you sell as much real estate as you possibly can, but also how can you do it so you can really get the top dollar for your client and what are some of the techniques that when you take a listing that your clients are fully satisfied. And so it's a great six-page article that they're doing where I give some tips and ideas about what we've done here in, you know, the Merrimack Valley of Massachusetts to really sell a lot of real estate, but to do it really well. And so it was an honor to do that. I'm glad you saw that, too.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. So, Chris, I really love looking at your Facebook posts because you're posting some great condos, especially in the downtown Lowell market. You know, you see some of these properties like, wow, that's amazing. And I saw that you sold one of those units in downtown Lowell for over $500,000. That was the one over on 226 Central Street. That's right near Espresso's. It's amazing to me. Can you talk to me about what's the secret of getting such a high price for condos, especially in the downtown Lowell market?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that's great about, you know, Lowell, Lawrence, and Haverhill in general is that, you know, these gateway cities have such unique product potential that really nobody else in the state and really in the country has, right, because of our roots in the Industrial Revolution. A lot of these buildings, they're just beautiful when the renovations come out. And so the specific one you're talking about is a record price for that neighborhood, because right across the street, condos were selling for $150 or $160. And so we came out with this huge sale price on this. And I think that, some of the lessons are, you always have the challenge of an appraisal whenever you sell real estate. But I think, the most important thing that you have to be able to do as a professional selling real estate at a very high level is believing in yourself and your product. And so a lot of times what happens is you might take a listing and you may not have that confidence if you're a newer agent, or you may be in the business a long time. The first thing is, I think, believing in that product and really trying to find every single thing about that product that is going to be desirable for somebody. And then I think that the second thing is once you do that, you really have to create a sales vision for the community that you're in, right? And so we'll talk specifically about 226 Central Street. Some of the things that this product, I think, has, which is separates it from really anywhere in the country, is that downtown Lowell, you have canal waterways that are beautiful running through the city. You have highway access to every major area that you need to get to. If you want to get to Boston, you could get there by car in 45 minutes, or you could take the train. If you want to get to the beaches up in New Hampshire, you could be there in less than an hour. And you really have access to everywhere that you want to be in Massachusetts by train and by car. And the product is just amazing, because if you look at a lot of these renovated mills, like the ones we're talking about next to Espresso's Pizza, the build-out on that and just the quality that you get, you can't find that anywhere else. You see a lot of new builds today, which can be really nice, but you can't compare the historical aspects of these renovations that are bringing together a real history woven into it. And I think, the city of Lowell is booming right now because people are wanting to be in an urban environment, and they want to be able to be in a place where they have access to some of the world-class things that are now in that city. You have a minor league baseball stadium. We have, UMass Lowell, a top-rated hockey team, but an unbelievable Saugus Arena. And we have shops and restaurants. That city is booming in every way. UMass Lowell ratings are climbing, and we're seeing investors pouring into that market. And I think when you get a vision for a property, like you see on 226 Central Street, and you really believe in it, and you believe in the community, and you can really sell every aspect of it, then you can really catapult the prices. Because if people come in from out of town, they don't want to hear the negative about a product. They want honest feedback, but they really are coming, and you have to sell them on why is it that you would want to be in this spot and location. And that's exactly what we did at 226 Central Street. And we sold those units for over $500,000, and some of them just under that, the smaller ones, which was just a phenomenal success story for us, but also for that builder.
So, Chris, when you're working with a client, what are some of the tips you give them to help maximize the price of their units or their homes?
Yeah, that's a great question, right? Because, and it really depends who your client is, because everybody starts in a different place. But I'll say that the first rule, and I see, agents will do this or sellers will do this, is that you need to declutter your property, right? You can't sell – it's like if you go to buy a new car, I think that process can be pretty similar. People will go in and their car will be completely messy. They'll sell it to a car dealer for a lot less than it's worth. And then what does the car dealer do? First thing they do is go in, they clean it. They declutter the car, and then they clean it so well that the property looks 10 times better when you brought it in. Did they invest any money in that other than the cleaning? The answer is no. And real estate is the same, right? There's certain levels to this. The first thing you can do with your property, no matter what level you're at, if you're new, if you're an older building, no matter what you are, it's decluttering it and cleaning it. And that means really deep cleaning the house, every single corner of it, so that when it goes in, it smells clean and it feels clean. And if you have landscaping outside, the grass has to be cut. This isn't rocket science, but you would be amazed, Kevin, when you hear about people and you see, I see it all the time. I go into a property and I say, what is this person thinking? There's laundry all over the place. The kitchen is a mess. Nothing has been put away. You can't sell anything at a high level if you don't do the fundamental basics of cleaning and decluttering. And that takes time, it takes effort and energy, but it doesn't necessarily take a lot of money. Then the second question that we go through with our clients is we say, okay, you have the place cleaned up. We know we're going to do that. We know we'll declutter. Now we want to know, do we need to do some small ticket items? I'm not talking wholesale. We might need to address some bigger items, but like, do we need to paint some areas, or is there some damage that has been done? Are there doors that aren't hanging up properly that maybe we just need to adjust that? Really going through like a punch list of the basic things that are like obvious flaws that you're going to see when you walk into a home. And so once we do that, our goal is to get it decluttered, cleaned, fix those small punch list items so at least you're presentable to get the very best quality photos we can. I mean, Kevin, you and friends of Kevin, you guys are masters of this, right? People want video. They want to be, they're online, they're on social media, and they're looking at stuff. And real estate's the same. And what they want to look at there is the photos. And so those photos are the first presentation of what you have. And so if you don't have a clean, very clean unit that's presentable, then the photos can never look good. And so that's some of the first steps of what we walk through with our clients.
So now, Chris, can a real estate agent make a difference in the price someone will get for a home? What's the role of the agent, my friend?
Oh, I mean, it's a great question, because you'll see for sale by owners that are out there, and a lot of times they think, well, I don't need an agent, and I'll do it on my own and to save money, and I don't blame them. I mean, at the end of the day, I want to save money too. But the answer is 1,000% yes. A good real estate agent is going to get you more money than you ever could. I'm going to give you an example of a property that we dealt with recently, that there was a for sale by owner, and so he was representing himself. And I had a client who was the buyer, and I went and I engaged with him as the seller, and I put his property under agreement for $340,000, okay? The property was worth $410,000, but he didn't have a real estate agent. He didn't handle it the right way, but he was saving some money on the real estate agent, but not the difference of what the value was worth. So what ended up happening was we went in and the deal ended up falling apart. Our buyer ended up deciding to back away, even though she was getting this phenomenal deal on the property. And then I said to him, because I didn't represent him at the time, right? I was representing the buyer, so my job is to zealously represent that person. So now the deal was terminated. I talked to him and I said, hey, why don't we get together? And I said, look, I would be willing to be your agent. You know, and I want to talk to you about some of the mistakes that you're making here. And your property is worth $60,000 more than you are selling it for. And I can sell that for you at a commission that might end up costing you, yes, $15,000 or $16,000, which is a lot. But if you do the math and the difference, that you're going to easily make up for it by having the right real estate agent on your side. And that's exactly what we did. We had to go through this process that we talked about of, like, getting him ready, because he was the clutter, not clean properly, not addressing some of the issues, which was suppressing his value. I mean, how much does it cost to really get your place very clean, you know? At the end of the day, we got him that sale price. The question is why, and how is it different when you have a top real estate agent? 98% of people who are buying in the market have a real estate agent. And so if you're a for sale by owner and you're trying to do this on your own, you're really only dealing with 2% of the market. And if you're a real estate agent, a lot of times you don't really want to deal with the for sale by owner because they're very emotional, right? So they don't have that buffer of communication with a professional. And they don't really know the process or how to sell a home. And so you end up doing all the work, right? And so real estate agents, a lot of times, they don't want to deal with a for sale by owner. So where does that leave you? It leaves you with that 2% of the market that is out there who may go direct to you, but you are eliminating 98%. And the whole game in real estate to get top price, which is what we do better than anybody else, is you need competition in the marketplace. You need to get everybody looking at your property. And so if you eliminate 98%, you can't do it. Then if you have
Absolutely.
A real estate agent and they're good, you know what I mean? And they do it, Kevin, then
right.
It's 1,000% the way to do it. And, you know, that I'm actually getting a testimonial from that seller, because he said, you know what, I was trying to save the money. I really didn't think it could happen. But think about what we did for him. We got him, after commissions, $40,000 in his pocket, you know, 6 weeks later, just by using a top professional in the marketplace.
Perfect. So, Chris, we got about 30 seconds left. Let's grab your contact information before we go off the air on your brother.
Hey, Chris at Doherty Properties, DoHertyProperties, or call me at 978-746-0124. Would love to work with you.
Chris, really, really appreciate you taking the time to come on the show, my friend. And thanks for being my friend.
Thank you. Thanks, Kevin. You too.
Yep, bye now.
Durante la gran venta de verano de Ford, recibe 0% por 72 meses más $1,000 en adición al valor de tu intercambio en Focus, Fusion, Escape y Edge. Visita hoy a tus concesionarios Ford en New England. No todos califican para financiar con Ford Credit. 72 meses a $3.89 al mes por cada 1,000 financiados. Bono de intercambio requiere vehículo del 95 o más nuevo o arrendamiento que expire 30 días antes o 90 días después de la nueva compra. No aplica el Focus RS. Visita es.buyfordnow.com para detalles. Oferta termina el 5 de julio.